What's up, guys? Welcome back to AO to Picks. It is divisional round play now. We have made it through the wild card round. I ended up being positive on the weekend. I know Jesse had a little down week, but hey, we bounced back.
Brutal. Fucking Ben Roethlisberger.
God damn, one of the worst. Dude, that one killed me too.
That was the worst playoff game I've ever watched in my life.
It was
my life.
It was one of those where, like, as soon as you saw they were down 14-0 in the first like 3 minutes, like you start laughing. Just like, of course this game would go this way.
Joke.
Yeah, that was. I don't know. Not so much surprising as it was just like Pittsburgh just sucked.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it.
No, okay. I'm good. Not talking about it. I'm good with that.
I was so mad.
Just quickly go over a couple of the games, though. Colts, tough Phil Rivers, but hey, I think he played really well.
Dude, Phil, I thought Phil Rivers played amazing on Saturday.
Phil did everything he needed to do to win that game.
To win the game. And and Frank Wright's bad play calling. And I'm sorry. That guy.
His field goal.
Poor Philip Rivers cannot escape kicking problems wherever he goes.
Right.
Leaves the Chargers. Nate Kading in 09 against the Jets. He missed 3 field goals and they lost.
That sounds about right.
Roberto Blankenship can't catch a break. The poor guy can't catch a break.
Oh my God, the 4th and goal too, being stopped in that situation. That's the game.
Pittman has to catch that ball.
That's literally the game. Yeah, yeah.
Pittman has to catch that ball. I don't care. It was it was a little off target, but I'm sorry.
Tough throw. He put it on a spot for him to catch it.
He put it where he could get it, and he just didn't. That was disgusting.
Yeah, so we were the biggest Phil Rivers podcast in the world last week, obviously. Not now. Hey, we're still Phil Rivers guys, but yeah, he's out. That's tough to see.
Always.
They covered, though.
I'll always be a Phil Rivers guy.
Always.
Yeah, great teams cover the spread.
Great teams cover. Rams, Seahawks.
Always.
Surprising.
Russell Wilson is the worst quarterback ever.
You know what?
Ever.
Yeah.
What a disgrace. What a disgraceful performance.
For a guy
and Aaron Donald was out half the game.
Yeah, Aaron Donald was fucked up.
And Aaron Donald was out half the game.
Fucked up most of that game. John Wolford gets taken out early, so like,
oh my God.
Just
that was horrible. That was disgusting.
That was a cheap hit.
Not really. I mean, what in Jamal Adams' case, like, what is he supposed to do? The guy's going to the ground, sliding forward.
But
I get it.
Yeah, no, they got no other quarterbacks. Like, you have an open shot at the quarterback going down to the ground, and he takes it. Like, I think 50% of his head was like, I'm probably getting penalized here. I don't know, though.
Who cares?
I don't know. Yep.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. Right on the Ravens. That was a great game. I love that one.
I was pissed.
All over the Titans.
Pissed. I had the Titans money line. I will say the winner in all of last week has to be the Washington football team.
Honestly, dude. And Taylor Heinicke. How about that guy?
What a game.
What a game.
What a kid.
Toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. Yeah. Covering against Tom Brady in the playoffs. What a guy.
He went toe-to-toe with Brady. And where was Chase Young all game?
He didn't want that smoke.
What was his problem? He was out? Was he hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt with – what the fuck was – I forget what. It doesn't even matter at this point, obviously. But yeah, yeah. But I mean, Washington was feisty in that game, though. Like, looking good
for
the future.
That game was a lot closer than everybody thought. That game was a lot closer than Vegas and the NFL thought it would be.
Yes, it was. That was kind of a big underdog type of weekend.
Very big underdog type of weekend.
I think we're going to see a flip here this week. And I mean, we'll...
I kind of agree.
You kind of agree? All right, let's get into it then. We're going to start off. The first game we got is the Rams going into Green Bay against the Packers. I'm seeing right now, Packers are 6.5-point favorites in this game. Over under, I'm seeing 45.5. So... John Wolford out. They announced it today. Jared Goff will be starting again. We just saw what he looked like in Seattle. Now he's going into Green Bay in the snow.
I gotta say, Goff wasn't so bad last week.
I mean, he wasn't good.
So no, he was. I'm not saying he was good.
Yeah, but he okay. He played better than I would have expected him to play. Especially, it made me kind of question why they were benching him in the first place.
Well, I think his thumb is all messed up, but
No, it definitely is, but you know what I mean? Like, it did seem like he played enough where you're like, that's our starting quarterback in a playoff game. Like, if he can go, we probably should ride with that guy. But I see the point that I think John Wolford looked better while he was in, definitely. But
So did I. So I saw a stat today, which obviously is not surprising. In playoff games below 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is 5-1 with a 64% completion rating. He averages about 270 yards a game, and he's thrown 11 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
Pretty good.
It's
pretty good.
Pretty good. And the weather forecast is 29 degrees.
Yeah, it is.
Not looking great for the Rams this week.
No. Did you see the flip side of that stat? Jared Goff's stats in under 30 degrees.
What? He probably hasn't played a game yet.
He has played 2 games in under 30 degrees. He has more incompletions than he does completions. 0 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Makes sense.
And now he has a hurt thumb.
That's so not great.
It really can't get much more drastic in terms of just a quarterback comparison going into this one. Especially in the snow where it's like Rodgers is so good. Like you just
Rodgers is so good in the snow.
Mm-hmm. That's really like the snow will have an effect on the Rams offense. I don't think it'll affect the Packers offense.
No, but I do find funny this week, Jared Valdir, the tackle who was on the Colts last week, he started the playoff game for the Colts, dropped, signed to Green Bay's practice squad, picked up, and now has COVID. So
yes, he was going to be the first player ever to play in the same.
That would have been crazy.
I wish it would have happened. That would have been sick. I would have been down for that.
He's still good if the Packers win. If the Packers win, he's still good.
Yeah, true.
But 2 weeks in a row? That's crazy. That would have been so cool.
Imagine that, too, being knocked out of the playoffs, and it's just like, hey, everyone else who gets knocked out of the playoffs is out, but you, in this one circumstance, you're back.
You get to play.
You're back in.
We need you. Let's go.
The season keeps going.
For the Packers this week, Kevin King, their second cornerback, was very limited all week with an Achilles injury.
Okay.
Goff obviously was full practice all week. Cooper Kupp did not practice once this week so far. I mean,
This game's Saturday, yeah. Saturday right, at like 1:45.
So they're not going to practice tomorrow. Any word on Cooper Kupp playing? Not that it matters, but.
I didn't see that he's expected to be out. I saw him and Aaron Donald both are like banged up, but supposed to play.
You know the Terminator's gonna play.
100%.
As McVay already said.
But it's something we gotta talk about because Aaron Donald, he's noticeably injured. He's
noticeably injured.
And he's a guy that takes up a lot of double teams, a lot of triple teams. So like if the Packers don't have to spend the same amount of guys that they normally would on Aaron Donald, like all of a sudden the rest of the Rams defense just gets that much worse.
Right. And especially if you have Ramsey on Devontae Adams, which he will definitely shadow Devontae Adams the entire game.
Yeah. He has to.
Ramsey will not be on anybody else besides Devontae.
I mean, he has to. Like, any play Devontae isn't being covered by Ramsey, it's probably a touchdown for Devontae.
It's a touchdown or a
Rodgers is going to take advantage of it immediately.
Oh, easily. I also think without Aaron Donald's very disciplined, especially inside. Rodgers great with that hard count. We could see a lot of offsides on that Rams defense alone this week.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's definitely facing a decreased snap count. Like, he'll play, but with a rib injury, I feel like in the cold, that just, whether it's ribs, like, it's probably affecting lungs still. Trying to breathe in that cold air is not going to make it any better.
I don't know, but I broke my ribs when I was 15, 16 maybe. It was the worst pain of my life.
Yeah.
Couldn't breathe, couldn't sleep, couldn't. Awful. couldn't raise my hand, couldn't speak. It was horrible. So, mm-hmm. I mean, credit to him for even trying to play this week. But I don't know. I don't know. I like the Packers.
Yeah, I do too, all the way. But it is going to be interesting with the defense. Aaron Rodgers, in his career, facing number one ranked defenses is 0-4.
Is not great. And he has not performed not great. He well. He has
not performed well either, no.
So, I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. It really is like it. I was about to say the best offense against the best defense. Obviously, the Chiefs. Let's ignore that. Let's say like best like balanced offense with the run game, the pass game going against the number one rush defense, the number one pass defense. Pass
defense.
It's gonna be a fucking matchup.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
It's gonna be tough.
So what do we think? Packers to win.
I'm Packers.
Yeah, we're both Packers to Packers. Win for sure. Yeah. Okay. Next one, we got the Ravens going against the Bills. Bills 2.5-point favorites, over under 49.5. Gotta be honest here. I was expecting more than 2.5.
I gotta be honest. I was expecting Bills to be the underdog.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ravens are hot. Ravens are like steaming right now.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo's defense last week looked like it was getting eaten apart. I thought Rivers was great last week, eating apart Buffalo's defense, finding 100%. Holes here and there. And
yeah, it's still an issue. I'm not gonna lie, but
Lamar's not that quarterback.
There it is.
Lamar is not the quarterback to pick apart a defense. So if Buffalo stays disciplined in the run game, which is impossible against this Ravens team, I understand why they are the favorites.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, with Lamar, like obviously he had that 50-yarder on like 3rd and 8, got going after that, but it was like,
but he ran.
Yes, he ran. That's kind of the point. Getting like the Titans that entire like first quarter, like for. Before that play, pretty much every single play, they were going zone on defense. Lamar wasn't hitting his spots. He was had guys open, but wasn't hitting his throws. He can't pick apart his own like that. He rarely ever does. The Titans, they go to man. They go to man for the one play, and all of a sudden, no one's on the right side of the field. He fucking runs it down your throat.
70 yards.
Yeah.
That was a great dude.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was on the Ravens. I was fucking hyped.
The I don't give a shit. Lamar Jackson is just incredible. He's incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
But
I'm going to do it myself.
When nothing's happening, though, it's hard to watch. Like, it makes no sense why nothing's working.
Yeah. Their offense is very, very, very inconsistent.
Yes.
I mean, granted, they're going to rush for over 100, 200 yards every week.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't always put up 30 points.
And my issue too with that offense, my issue with the offense early in that game was like, they don't always just pound the ball. Like they try and make people think that Lamar Jackson's a better passing quarterback than he is.
Like,
why would you? Like, why do you keep trying to?
Right. If you're the like, defense, you're not going to fall for that crap.
Fucking plays on first down, like run the ball down their throat, run it between the tackles, get like tough yards, and then open up the field for Lamar to do his thing from there. That's why I never understand with the Ravens.
They're not that smart.
Bro, it's they just try and get too cute with it.
Yeah, but it works. Sometimes it works.
Sometimes. And sometimes you come into the playoffs 14-2 and you lose to the wild card. But so Ravens against the Bills defense. Ravens are going to be able to throw the ball for sure. But I think if the Bills can start loading the box, like I really do think the Bills can make Lamar look ugly in the passing game. Like the Bills have some dogs in the secondary.
I agree. They're going to need Norman though to play a little bit better, a little bit more man, especially on Hollywood Brown.
Mm-hmm,
but again, definitely. They have Trey White. They'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying though. And that's like, I know that the Colts kind of just picked them apart in Phillip Rivers, but like you said, Lamar's a different quarterback. Where,
but that's Philip Rivers. He picks every defense apart.
Exactly. Like, Lamar is looking to get Hollywood Brown. He's looking to get his guys on mismatches, one-on-one situations, and man coverage. Like, and I like the lob. Bills. I like the Bills DBs in those one-on-one situations. I think the Bills DBs can lock down the Ravens receivers, who frankly just aren't the best receivers in the league.
No. But my thing is, Tremaine Edwards was injured on the injury report all week. He was limited. I believe he was limited Tuesday, Wednesday. He full practiced today.
Okay.
But he does have a hamstring injury. So their number one linebacker on the spy of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it's
fucked. Could be injured.
All right.
Also, Diggs.
That would be tough.
Limited all week. Beasley limited all week. Those guys will play.
They'll go. They'll go.
Not
Stephon Diggs is a fucking playoff nightmare.
Oh, my God.
That man's going to go for 120 every single
time. Oh, my God. He's so good.
He's an animal, dude. He's animal.
Ridiculous. He's ridiculous.
Which these Ravens corners, like, they're good, but they get beat.
Yeah.
I think Diggs is going to eat this week.
And Peters was also on the injury report. He didn't practice Tuesday or Wednesday.
Shit. Okay. Yeah, I like.
If I'm Baltimore, I'm putting Marcus. I don't care how good Marlon Humphrey is. I'm putting Marcus Peters on Diggs the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
If Marcus Peters is good to go. Marcus Peters, I don't care how idiotic or dumb he is in the regular season. When it's time to play and time to win a game, he's a top five corner in the league every time.
Yeah, if on the Ravens, I want Peters in that matchup. I want him over Humphrey on Diggs.
All day.
All day. And honestly, I'm sending – here's my issue. Josh Allen has been one of the best QBs all year against the Blitz. He's been amazing against the Blitz, but I really don't know how the Ravens stop them if they don't get after him. And I think they have to blitz him. I just really think they have to blitz him in this game. I don't see how their defense stops them, though.
No, I agree. And see, that's the difference between Josh Allen and Lamar. Mm-hmm. When Lamar gets blitzed, he automatically runs.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, he's out. Josh Allen will still look downfield for a receiver. And if he has to, he can scramble for 30 yards, 20 yards.
Yeah.
Hit the holes. He can. Lamar's first instinct, I'm out. See ya. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works. But, like,
they're different quarterbacks at the end of the day. Like, I mean, no one's really like Lamar Jackson either, but last thing I had here for this game I found kind of interesting. The Ravens defense was the third ranked defense this year against passes outside of the pocket. And Josh Allen, that is definitely one of his strong suits, is his ability
that is one of
outside
his
the pocket. So the Ravens are matched up well in that department. At least they shouldn't get beat deep there, but who knows?
Who knows?
Also, that D-line looked way fucking better when they were all healthy last week.
I agree. Calais Campbell was a menace in the middle, hitting Derrick Henry all game.
Yes. I mean, if it was a different matchup, if we were talking about Ravens against, like, the Browns, pretty much all we'd be talking about is how that defense shut down Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Talking about Josh Allen here.
Huh? And I know. They got Josh.
Talking about Josh Allen. Dude, he's so good. Oh,
he's
my God.
He's so fucking good. Oh,
it's so good.
And how much he's changed from, like, last year to this year. Like, how well he looks in
effect.
That playoff
game. It is the Diggs effect.
It is, but Josh Allen's making way less mistakes than he did last year.
That is true also.
He's being a lot smarter with the football.
Imagine your starting receivers are Cole Beasley and John Brown. Now your starting receivers are Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Gabriel Davis, who's huge. That guy is huge. He's like 6'4". He's huge.
Also, this is a different Cole Beasley than...
than we saw last year.
This is Cole Beasley with Stephon Diggs. It's like a whole nother guy.
Right, because you know what? Stephon Diggs takes up so much of the field that Beasley opens little spots for himself, and he also opens spots for Diggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like the worst, like, Adam Thielen.
Yeah, I would say so.
Who are you thinking for this game, though? I'm taking the Bills in this one.
My heart says Bills. Circle the wagons.
Yes, sir.
My gut says Ravens. But my gut says Ravens.
Okay. I don't. I am more nervous about this one.
My gut says Ravens. My heart says Bills. My gut says Ravens.
Yeah, there is this underlying feeling that the Ravens might win it, but when I break it down,
I can't see Lamar winning more than one playoff game this year.
No, I can't either, and not against Josh Allen.
Realistically, Lamar's not a winner.
Oh, there is
the regular season.
There is possibly some very strong wins in Buffalo too. That could make a huge difference for.
That could really, really benefit Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Because all season, Buffalo has been irate at running the football. They've been horrendous. They have been horrendous.
And they're going against the Baltimore defense that just stopped Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
That could be tough. That could definitely be tough. Fuck, I'm starting to see the Ravens a little more in this one now that we're really thinking about it. Because if the Ravens can just play very good red zone defense, hold the Bills to field goals instead of touchdowns, they probably win the game.
I agree.
This is going to be a tough one. I'm sticking with the Bills, but it's going to be a tough one. And weather's going to make a big difference. I'm seeing 50% chance of snow in Buffalo on Saturday.
The Bills were the 20th ranked rush offense this year.
Not good. Not good.
No, not if there's wins like that.
No, definitely not. So that could be the factor in the game when it really comes down to it.
I agree.
Okay, next game. We got the Browns going against the Chiefs. Chiefs 10-point favorites in this one. Over under is 57.
What do you think?
Well, I thought the Browns had no chance last week, so
Are you still on that wave?
I'm not on this. Like, the Browns are just a lot better team than I thought that they were.
Are the Browns this week?
The Browns are not the Browns.
The Browns are not the Browns. Let's
the Browns are not the Browns juju. By being the Browns. You know what I mean? Like, the Browns are the Browns by not being the Browns. I don't know. But it's the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs at the end of the day. I think the Browns can get sneaky in this game. I think the Browns could get sneaky and start off the game pretty hot. Like, I think the Browns might start off with the lead. But at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes, it's not happening. Browns might be able to cover, but I don't see it happening. What are you thinking, though?
I don't know. You know, and this is the one game for the weekend. Like, that Buffalo-Ravens game is very hard to pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one's harder.
In terms of spread? Or
let's be real. Spread. In terms of game in general.
Game in general. Okay.
Cleveland last week showed that they don't give a shit who you are, where they're playing, or if they're underdogs.
Or who's hurt. They had a fucking guard in the game against Cam Hayward that Baker just learned his name in the locker room before the game.
let's be real here. Kansas City's defense is not great. They're
ooh,
okay.
Ooh. Do have some stats for you before you get into that. Ranked 21st rush defense in the league, 31st in DVOA.
You don't think that they're going to slam the ball with Stefanski back this week? They're going to slam the ball. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, I think, this week will have less than 20 minutes of time of possession.
Ooh.
That is the only way Cleveland can win this game.
I think
Cleveland stops, they're not going to stop Mahomes. It's impossible.
It's
genuinely impossible.
Don't try to.
But if you cannot give him the ball, then we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're talking. I think this spread is very high for a playoff game, for a divisional game, for two good teams. Cleveland's a good team. So I hate to say it. Browns are good. Very good.
We can all agree the Browns are good.
Browns are good. Yeah.
We will admit it.
And with Claypool coming out this week and saying that they're going to get stomped by the Chiefs, give the underdog a little more momentum there.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a little more fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Browns are a little banged up though.
Well, on the O-line, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think Conklin's going to play this week. He didn't practice all week.
I don't think so. They're going to have their guard back who had COVID, though.
Which Teller? Is big.
No, Bia. What's his name? The guard who was missing last week. Bia. What's his name?
What the hell is his name? Bianito. Joel Bianito.
There it is. Yeah.
He'll be back this week. But Jarvis was limited all week in practice.
Okay.
Teller.
Also kind of to that. Treader. Time in the season.
Yeah. You know what? If you're on your 18th game of an NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a toll. But Kansas City, I mean.
Kansas City coming off what, like two bye weeks in a row?
Yeah.
So.
None of the starters
they're,
play.
They're going to be much. They're going to be much healthier than the Browns are in this one.
What's the weather situation in Kansas City?
In Kansas City? I can't imagine it's. It's that great.
It's 41 and sunny.
Okay. That's actually
Perfect Cleveland football weather.
That's
perfect right. Cleveland football weather.
That, to me, doesn't really have an impact on the game.
No, not at all.
Denzel if it Ward was 30, back,
so. Cover Tyreek all game.
Yeah, so this is – I think there's really just – my thoughts on it. I think there's really just one way that the Browns end up winning this game. They have to. First of all, they have to be able to hold Patrick Mahomes inside the pocket. As soon as Mahomes gets moving around outside of the pocket and starts doing all this other shit where his receivers can run free, it's over. You're done for. I agree. Miami did a better job than almost anyone in Mahomes' career doing that. If the Browns can do something similar, Mahomes is going to struggle and make bad throws like he did. Not struggle, but he's going to make bad throws, which we pretty much never see. So they have to contain him in the pocket, and they can't let him hit the deep ball to Tyreek or to Hardman, any of those guys. So I would just break off. I would give the dump up. I would give the dump off, and I wouldn't let Mahomes outside the pocket. Play super conservative. Hold on to the ball, like you said, control tempo, and then hope that you get field goals, not touchdowns, when they get in the red zone.
Right, and that's another thing for Cleveland. You have to score touchdowns.
Yes.
You cannot score field
goals. Which advantage Browns' fourth best touchdown percentage in the red zone.
In the red zone is here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if the Browns can hold the Chiefs to field goals, not give up the big play, and then consistently score touchdowns in the red zone, they have a chance in this game.
I agree.
Much easier said than done, though.
Oh, of course, Mahomes.
It's fucking Patrick Mahomes. It's
disgusting.
Bro, you know what? I'm sorry. I know you're not the biggest fan, but I'm just excited to see Patrick Mahomes in another playoff game.
Me too. It's you know been what? I do not like him, but that's out of heart. It has nothing to do with him as a player. He's outstanding. Yeah. I just hate the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to give credit where credit is due. Mahomes is the best quarterback we've seen in years.
I mean, we're possibly watching the GOAT play out his career right now in front of us. So I'm excited to go see round three.
Me too.
Yeah.
And also, I think he's been under – he wasn't as spectacular, you know, this season as he was the first 2 years. The season he won MVP and last year when they won the Super Bowl. So, like, does he have to live up to this new expectation that he's always going to be spectacular? Patrick Mahomes, spectacular. You know, like, he's like a Vegas, like, night show. Wow. Yeah. Spectacular. Mahomes. I don't know.
What's crazy is the second half of the season, Baker Mayfield actually put up better stats than Mahomes did.
Than Pat Mahomes.
Which
you think we're going to get a little of
not
that,
saying anything, but
a little of that Texas-Oklahoma game?
Dude, that's what I'm hoping. I don't think Baker's going to be slinging it like that, but I would love to see that.
Yeah, I don't think
so. You know, we're going to hear it mentioned before the game. At least a few times pregame. At least a few.
Baker won't even have the chance to, like, even do that, you know?
No, the Browns are stupid. If the Browns try and get in a shootout throwing the ball, then it's over immediately.
See, that's where I think you're wrong.
Really?
I think this game, if the Browns have to throw, advantage Browns offense over Kansas City defense.
But they have a bigger advantage if they're consistently running the ball,
though. I'm not disagreeing. But if it comes down to where they have to throw the ball, that's still advantage Browns offense.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's,
you know, like they're not bad throwing the ball. They're very good throwing the ball, legitimately. When Baker rolls out to his left or his right, he's outstanding in the play action.
Mm-hmm. But that's also developed by running the ball, which...
Right, yeah. Which they're going to have to. I don't know.
They have to play balanced offense. They have, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they got to do a lot.
To be good. They just have to be good. I do have a player prop I'm looking for in this game. Don't have the actual prop yet, but I'm looking at Travis Kelce's over for this one. Like I said, I think the Browns are going to just try and limit the deep ball, really, which is going to give Kelce a lot of the like 15-yard dump downs he gets. But also, the Browns linebackers and safeties are all just not good in coverage, and they really don't have a guy that can match up with him.
I agree.
I guess for picks for this one, I'm saying Chiefs win, Browns cover.
I agree. That's, you know what? That's what I've been on all day.
Okay. No, I was probably coming into this one Chiefs covering, but talked me into it a little bit, and I do like a lot of the Browns matchups in a lot of areas.
I agree. I think the Chiefs win. Chiefs aren't going to lose this game, to be real here.
No.
Chiefs aren't going to lose a game like this. Doesn't
happen.
Let's
be real, too. If they do lose a game like this, like I'm willing to say right now, it was 99% chance of fluke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm honestly willing to say that right now.
If they lose?
If they lose. Like, it's...
The NFL scummed them somehow.
We're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
The NFL Andy fixed Reed, the game. But,
yeah.
Let's be real. If the NFL was fixing a game, if they were trying to give an advantage to a team, Kansas City would get the advantage. It wouldn't be
cool. 100%. Yeah. They want Patrick Mahomes at least going to the – they at least want a Patrick Mahomes against Josh Allen, maybe Patrick against Lamar AFC Championship. They definitely
want Patrick. What about Patty against Brady Super Bowl?
Dude, that's what – literally, I've been saying this. Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl, cements him, goats himself. He's already goated. He's going to goat himself a second time. He beats Breeze. He beats Rodgers. He beats Mahomes, winning the Super Bowl, doing it in Tampa Bay.
It's interesting.
It's written in the stars, bro. Like arguably goes through like the three like greatest quarterbacks after him. We'll see what happens with Mahomes, but it's looking like that.
Yeah.
What a!
I'm on your train. I'm on the same train as you.
It's set up the stars.
It's set up perfectly.
It's set up so perfectly.
So perfectly.
Oh my
God. That all he has to do is win.
Yeah. That simple. Speaking of, let's get over to this game because this is the one where I'm just like, I actually have no idea
what the hell to pick.
Dude, I have no idea what to do. So, Buccaneers going against the Saints. Saints 3-point favorites. Over under is 52. Like, it's 50-50 in my mind. I don't know. I agree. Yeah.
You know what? The only problem is that Tampa has a ton of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
JPP was limited all week. He didn't practice all week. Ronald Jones didn't practice all week. Their starting guard, Alex Kappa.
Ronald Jones is going to be big because he was out last game, too.
But you know who's out?
Who's that?
Michael Thomas.
Is he out for the game?
Yeah. That's what the Saints website says right now. Really? You know who else is out? Marcus Davenport. For the Saints. Okay. Saints website right now says Michael Thomas out.
That is big.
Yeah.
Dude, he looked good. He looked good in that
game. Yeah, but you know what? They score so much more points without – they score so many more points without him.
Well, I mean, small sample size this year, but Damn, it's Okay. So without Michael Thomas, Bucks are either going to be without Ronald Jones or he's going to be hurt. Going against a really good Saints defense against the run. I'm giving Saints defense, I'm giving the advantage in the run game, especially if Ronald Jones is banged up.
And you know what? If Mike Evans is still a little banged up, I'm giving it to them in the pass game. Oh, never mind. I forgot they have Godwin and AB. And Godwin was injured all week also. So is Mike Evans. They were both limited all week.
Okay. There's just so many guys who are limited at this point just because they've been playing football for like 20 weeks in a row. Like,
yeah, that's horrible.
It's tough to see who's actually hurt, who's actually not, you know.
It's so tough.
I don't know. I'm assuming Evans still it's hurting him. The knee's probably still hurting him. Godwin got banged up in that game, right?
Yes, Godwin was banged.
Okay, so he might actually be hurt too. Okay. Fuck this. What do you match up between Breeze, Brady? Like, Brady's got the advantage there, but when you mix in Kamara and everything, it's so tough for me, dude. It's so tough.
Dude,
for
you
me
know,
in this game.
The thing is, Breeze is in the AFC, NFC Championship game every year, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Besides last year, he always has the best chance of making the NFC Championship.
He's either in the NFC Championship game or he got fucked out of it by the refs in the division.
By the refs.
It's every single year for him.
Dude, I have no idea what to take on this game. I genuinely have no idea.
It's honestly, oh my, and the Saints.
I have no idea.
The Saints have beat him twice this year, which I feel like logic.
That shit doesn't matter, honestly.
Right? Because like in a situation like this where it's a close game, then it should almost be like, all right, the Bucks are due now at this point. But in these type of situations where teams have played each other three times, typically the team who has won the first two matchups wins the third one. But it's a very like rare, like doesn't happen a lot.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I've been looking at this game all week. They were talking about it on First Take this morning. I was listening because there's no other. I can't watch Skip and Shannon. So I watch Stephen A. occasionally. Max Kellerman made a very good point. The most intriguing game this weekend is Pat Mahomes and Kansas City. But the best game to watch, if you're going to sit down and watch 4 hours of football, it has to be this game.
It has to be
Brady versus Brees.
Tom Brady against Drew Brees in the NFC playoffs? In the NFC? Like, what the
fuck? It sounds so wrong.
43 against 42-year-old starting quarterbacks in the playoffs?
The highest combined age for any start in the playoffs.
That's insane. They're combined 85 years old, bro.
That's insane. That's disgusting.
God.
That's disgusting.
It's so funny. Tom Brady's tweet too. The like you see the Photoshop where it's like the History Channel Photoshop.
The History Channel.
Yeah.
I was crying.
Yeah, that was so, I love that.
That was great.
Yeah, I mean, every way you look at this, because like the Saints have a really solid defense. I give them the advantage over the Bucks defense, but the Bucks have a really solid defense too. I would say the Saints have the advantage in the running game. Alvin Kamara is the better running back, but the Bucks also have a very successful running game this year.
And they have a better receiving core, especially with Michael Thomas out.
They have a better receiving
core. If Michael Thomas is in and Emmanuel Sanders is obviously healthy, he is, but I'm just saying he's in the game healthy. I kind of see that receiving core pretty even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I mean, Breeze does not target Emmanuel Sanders as much as Brady.
I would count Kamara into that receiving core as well.
So would I. And you know who else I would even?
Who's that?
Jared Cook.
Absolutely. That guy's been fucking good, dude.
Good. But the Bucks don't use their tight ends. Like Gronk every three games gets a pass.
Gronk said he was coming back to block, and then actually came back to block. That's right.
He came back to block. It is very funny.
OJ Howard's been out for them too, though. So that's like, Yeah, that tight end position's definitely been quiet.
Yeah.
I think what I'm gonna have to do is buy half a point on the Bucks. I think getting either of these teams at 3.5, like, it's such a close game. I feel like that's the right way to go about it. But I have this feeling the Saints are gonna win. Like, I just feel like the Saints are the better team.
So do I.
And it's Sean Payton against Bruce Arians. Like, that's.
I think the Saints are a better coached team.
Yes.
I think the Saints are going to be more prepared.
I do too, man.
I like the Saints.
I'm excited for this game, though. It's so
I like the Saints with the points.
Okay.
I mean, come on. The last two times they covered, they blew them out in Tampa. They went down to Tampa and said, drop their nuts on Tampa Bay's head.
Saints by three. Take the Saints by 2.5. Take the Bucks by 3.
Take them by 2.5.
Cover both ways.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. It's going to be that type of game, though. Like,
it is.
Go back and forth.
Because Brady, I guarantee you, Brady will not get blown out again.
Definitely not. No, Brady's not getting blown out this game. In the Superdome, too. Advantage Drew Brees. But fuck. I don't know. I'm fucking excited. Anything else? Wrap up with. We sort of went over what we're taking. We can go through the picks still, though. Let's do it.
Yeah, I have a teaser and I have a prop.
Say less.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Let me just get this out of the way. Saints minus 2.5. Got to take them. I've been riding the Saints all year. Keep riding till they blow me. Kansas City money line, if you want a lock. I know it's probably minus 500. It's a lock. I like the Browns plus 10, though. I like the Browns 10.5. I think that's a good spread. I think it's a playoff game. The Browns are well coached. They're going to be okay. I like the Bills minus 2.5. I do. My heart says Bills minus 2.5. My gut says Ravens money line. So I'm a little up in the air there, but I'm going to stay with my word. I'm going to take Buffalo minus 2.5.
Okay.
I like the Packers spread. I like the Packers by a touchdown, especially if Aaron Donald's.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Packers.
My teaser this week is Packers pick 'em, Ravens plus 9.5, Browns plus 17, and Tampa plus 10. Again, okay. I don't think Tampa's going to get blown out. And this weekend,
stays within 10.
At plus 300, the highest scoring team will be the New Orleans Saints.
Ooh.
Plus 300.
Okay. After a
low score against the
Bears. Let's go. No fucking chalk out here. Throwing down the Saints' high score.
They scored over 35 both times they played Tampa this year.
True. Have had their number. I like it. All right.
I'm ready.
I just had to find Kelsey's over under. I'll just start with that. First, we're going to start with the player prop. Travis Kelce, over 86.5 receiving yards. 86.5. That's it. Easy money. Lock. He's going over a hundo for sure.
I agree.
I am going to go with the Packers. I'm taking their spread as well. 6.5. That's what I'm most confident in probably this entire weekend. That's probably the one that loses, to be honest with you, but that's how it normally goes. But Packers, 6.5.
I'm not confident. Yeah, I'm not confident in anything this week. Who knows what the hell will happen? It's the playoffs. You never know.
It's playoffs? Playoffs? No, it's fucking coming down to it now.
Really?
Riding with the Bills, 2.5. We're gonna go Browns plus 10. Let's see. I don't know. Do I have much faith? No, but let's see what they can do. Then I will also, I'll buy down. I'll get Saints minus 2.5. I still think the Bucks plus 3.5 is the right. Like, I feel like that's a good pick, but I think the Saints are going to win the game. So I can't bet Bucks.
I just don't know.
I want the Saints. I'm betting Saints this weekend. Fuck it.
I don't know, dude. I really don't. I don't know.
Bro.
I'm usually so confident in my picks. This week, I'm just waving the white flag.
We're really cutting down the fat right now. We're trimming the fat where it's just, we're looking at these teams and it's like, fuck, I don't know. They're both really good.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
There's going to be like two plays in each game that determines like each one. And
waving the white flag. Give up.
A good sign if you're getting ready to take our picks. Oh my God. You know what? More than anything though, I just want some great football.
Yeah, always. It's all you can ask for, right?
All you can ask for.
No blowouts, please, this week. We had enough last week.
True. It's just four games, blowouts. That's it. All close. Let's make them all close.
Please.
Yep.
Make them interesting. Make them fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also, who's doing the Chiefs game?
I have no idea.
Is that Romo?
I'm gonna guess so. I feel like they always like Romo with Patty.
It is Romo. Tony Romo, I know you're never gonna watch this, but if you can hear me, please just be quiet the whole game.
All I ask. I don't like Romo?
No, I hate Romo.
Really?
Dude, okay. Come on. You're not gonna tell me you like when Mahomes is like, kill, 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 and Romo's like, oh, that means it's gonna be a run to the right, and it's a run to the right, and you're just like, dude, like, I didn't want to know that.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
No! I like to be surprised by the play.
By the play? I feel like I do the same thing, though, in my head, where I'm like, this is what they're going to do on this play.
Yeah, I mean, I know it.
Just Roma actually knows
what they're going to do, but I don't want to know. You know, like, I think I know. I'm like, all right, he audibled him there, moved the tight end to see that it's man. I don't want to know that I'm right, though.
I guess. Real quick. Did you watch any of the Nickelodeon game?
I did.
So
did you?
I did. I switched over for a few minutes and then I was like, you know what? Okay.
I
enjoy what they're doing here. I think it's a great idea, but
great idea.
Not how I'm trying to watch a playoff game, which is fine. Completely fine. But it was just such a contrast of the knowledge being portrayed between Romo on the CBS broadcast, and then you had the Nickelodeon broadcast going for the same game.
I watched it for like a drive or so. I watched it for like two or three drives. It was a great effort by Nickelodeon.
No, it's
a great idea. The game, I have to say, if they could have put Romo in that broadcast and did exactly what they did on the field with the graphics and everything, that would have been the best game I've ever seen in my life.
I think
graphics were great. The slime zone, SpongeBob on the field goal net, young Sheldon explaining what the flags are is
a little
great.
Too much, but it's all right.
That was a little too much, but I understand it. It was a great effort by Nickelodeon, and I think it worked.
I think it did too. No, I think it's an awesome idea. The reason I switched back from it was just because they're trying to like explain the sport and like teach kids the sport through that broadcast, where I'm like,
I know this already.
You know, like I'm watching Drew Brees against the Bears defense. I'd rather hear Tony Romo break it down than being explained to myself the rules of football. You know, it's like,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So that's where I was like, it's such a funny contrast where I feel like Romo shares like almost the most knowledge out of like any commentator right now compared to like Nickelodeon explaining how to play football.
You know, like Chris Collinsworth.
Oh yeah.
Here's a guy.
Now here's a guy.
Every week.
Anyways, let's hit some winners, boys. Have a fucking great weekend. I'm so excited for this football.
Let's just have a nice football weekend. Is that too much to ask?
Let's just have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
Alrighty, boys.
Thank you guys for listening. We're out. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me.